I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Big losses to start the week on Wall Street. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 418 points. President Biden says January 9th will be a national day of mourning for Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died in Georgia. He was 100. A state funeral will be held on January 9th. Linda Newman is with the Carter Center in Atlanta.
It wasn't unexpected, but I think from everybody I've spoken to, we're all still a little bit in shock. We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth, but he's really set out a mission for us, and now it's our responsibility to continue to move that forward.
The Carter Center was founded in 1982 as a first-of-its-kind base of operations, asserting themselves as international peacemakers and champions of democracy. Cleanup is underway today after a strong storm system spawned hail, rain, high winds, and as many as 30 tornadoes across the South over the weekend, killing at least 4 people. I'm Ed Donahue.